Hello, Brian.
Hey, Brian, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. I'm in the Google Guarantee Department.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, sir. How you doing this Tuesday?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good to hear, brother. You have a good Christmas?
Yeah, it was so-so. You know, it was good, you know.
Yep, now we got New Year's, and then it all just starts all over again.
That's right, you know. You're back at it, right?
That's right, brother. So, I understand you spoke to Amy, right, in the past regarding Google Guaranteed? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead.
No, you were about to say something?
Oh, I was just going to say she's actually off today, so she had me call you.
Okay.
But, and you currently, so you already got Google Guaranteed verified on your own, right?
Yes, I have it on my own.
Okay, perfect. And you own that, right? Like, you have access to your account, CID? Okay, perfect.
Yeah, I have. Now, I have a question about that.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. I had one,
okay,
too.
Okay, you probably have a feel about it. I'm not receiving any leads on it.
I noticed it's not showing. So you went through the background check, the license check, the insurance check? Okay. So you
I went
got
through it and
okay.
And I log on right now because you know what was interesting when I signed up with you guys, I received a text message from Google, you know, local, and it basically saying, "Hey," it said, "your campaign been off for you've been on pause for over 20 days," and I'm like, "No wait," because I was actually on. So, I don't know. It seems like it's a disconnect somewhere. And like you just said, you can't find me. So, I just need to...
Yeah, so the Google Maps section, it's not related to the Google Guaranteed section, right?
Okay.
Now, and we haven't been managing the Google Guaranteed, so it's probably something very small that's going on in there, but we would have to get in and take a look, you know?
Okay.
Now... Okay, so were you taking on any leads before, or did you not start that process?
Yeah, I received like 3 leads initially in the beginning.
Okay.
Which was about a year ago.
Okay.
But I've kind of been on pause because my business have various different scopes of work, you know. But I always thought I was in good standing that, you know, whenever I'm ready for the services, I could just, you know, a flick of a switch, I can operate and get them back on.
Correct. Yeah, you can pause and turn your leads on at any time. So we'll be able to check it. Maybe, you know, the insurance, we may have to resubmit that if it, like, expired, the old document. It's probably something super simple, but we just got to get in and take a look. Now, through us, with us managing it, we have an automatic dispute system. So basically, you only pay for qualified leads, meaning – when the lead calls you, as you know, it'll come through on your phone as LSA lead. So you know it's a Google Guaranteed lead coming through, okay? And if you schedule an appointment with the lead, like if you schedule a time to go out there, an estimate, or if you quote them over the phone, which I know you don't typically do in your industry, but if you were to schedule an appointment or quote them, those are the only two things that you'll be charged for, okay?
Okay.
If it's anything other than that, like out of your service radius, a service you don't provide, solicitation call, like anything other than a scheduled appointment or a quote over the phone, you're automatically not charged for those leads. It's nothing you have to do on your end.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah, I'm aware of it. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. And I do also just need to make sure, so your license and your insurance is still up to date, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
My certification, my RRC certification, actually, I just paid for a new certificate because mine expired next on the 30th of
January.
January.
Okay. So we're going to have you send that new one in. That way we can update it. That way we don't get it going and January 30th it already turns off again. So I'll send you the forms of exactly where to submit that. It's super easy. So your license insured, you already went through the background check.
Correct.
Let me go over these lead fees with you. Okay. Now, usually, so our application process, what we normally say is it could take 4 to 8 weeks to get you approved, but usually it's like 2 to 3 weeks, realistically. In your case, you already started the process, so it should be a lot faster for you. All you have to do, they'll walk you through how to add us on as manager to your Google Guaranteed account. That way we can get in there and fix what's going on. Okay, so you're,
okay, cause
you're probably looking at a matter of days, really. You know?
Okay, because I have a number. I have account number 688. I actually have it. I'm looking at it now. So.
Yeah, so you don't need to give it to me. I'm going to assign a Google Guaranteed technician to your account, and
okay.
I'll schedule your appointment with them, and they'll walk you through adding them on as manager to that CID.
Okay.
On the phone with you, okay?
Okay.
Now, I want you to know the lead fees. So there's obviously a lot of competition in the area. So what we do is we bid a little more on the leads. That way you're able to rank. That way you're getting leads, okay? So the cost per qualified lead for the water damage vertical is going to be at $180 per lead.
Okay.
Okay. All right, and again, that's after we get everything fixed and it's approved. Now, you'll have a minimum budget requirement of 13 leads per month. That doesn't mean you have to take on 13 leads. So you could pause at any time, but that minimum budget requirement would be for 2,340. Okay?
Okay, 2,340. Okay.
Yes, and the way that budget works is it does roll over, too. So let's say, like, you get rolling and you take on 3 qualified leads and you decide to just pause your leads for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
The following month, you're not charged $23.40. You're only charged for those 3 leads you took on, the 180 times 3. Okay.
Okay. So I recall her telling me, I think the $23.40, that was for what, 13 leads or something?
That's for
like
13
that?
Leads. Yes, sir. Correct.
13 leads. Okay.
Okay. Now, we do charge, there's a one-time application / management fee. That's just for us to get in there and start managing your Google Guaranteed account for you. You pay this one time, you never have to pay it again. That's for just $250.
Okay.
Okay. So I know Amy already sent all this stuff to you, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to resend it to you. So you're going to get an email titled Google Guarantee from us. Now,
okay.
The email and file is straightwayrest@gmail.com. That's still the best one, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, awesome. All right.
Now,
so,
let me ask you. So basically, okay. So the GMB, that's something totally. Oh yeah, the GMB, that's totally different. Okay, so we're talking about Google Local. Okay, then yeah. Okay.
What we're talking about right now is Google Guaranteed specifically.
Google Guaranteed, right?
Yes, sir.
Which will
yes,
be
sir.
Same as local ads, right? Which
local Google service local. Ads. It's the same
local
thing.
Local service. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let me hold on. I'm also sending you over. So I'm replying to that email with your vertical, which just means your category. The cost per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories in your vertical too. That way you could see them in writing.
Okay.
All right. And what will happen is when I assign your lead technician, they'll go over those subcategories with you to make sure we're turning on the type of leads that you want. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So
I just want to understand. So basically,
yeah.
But you kind of explained it to me. I guess the partnership you guys have with Google, you're getting the leads and you're sending them to me. Is that what I'm thinking?
Well, yes. So we're managing your leads, right? So Google's charging us directly, and we have our Google Guaranteed rep that we deal with daily to make sure that you're getting like the desired results and the placement. But if they're not calling us and then we're funneling you the lead, they're going to call you directly. And then it's going to be screened on those calls so that you're only paying for qualified leads.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Because I'm just trying to figure out how to hit why the phone. I rung in the beginning, and it's like I paused it. And I know they red flagged me twice, where they gave me administrative. It was over the certificate because they misread it. And they were like, well, you need a mold license. I said, well, I'm not doing mold. I'm only just doing extraction and cleaning.
Right.
So so I said, I have an RRC. Basically, they indicated that I just need the IRC cert And I said, and I uploaded, but for some reason they couldn't figure out the date. So they said, okay, you're good. And it came back and it red flagged again. It's like, so I need some experts on this.
That's what we'll do. So it's our job to make sure we have a, because we work with like multiple Google guaranteed accounts. So we have like basically like a VIP rep over there that's always working with us, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. So you'll be in good hands with us. So the next thing I'm going to do, okay, I'm going to assign that lead technician to your company, schedule your client interview with them. This is where they'll walk you through adding them on as manager to the CID, okay, the customer ID number or whatnot. Plus the application is going to be resent to you via email and via text message. You already went through it, but I'd recommend just prior to the appointment, just refill it out. That way, especially that certification that you had renewed, that way they can get that on file for our Google rep as well. Okay.
So I have it. So it's, let me go check the mailbox. I actually reached out to them 2 weeks ago, and I went ahead and paid the renewal fee.
Okay.
So probably best to pull the trigger once I get all the information so we don't keep going back and forth, right?
Yeah, we could do that, no problem. We'll just schedule a different time for. So what will be next, right, with me is I charge the $250 application fee, that one-time payment. Then you get the application sent to you via text and via email. It's going to have all the same stuff on there that you submitted before. And then that client interview is scheduled, right, with your Google Guaranteed onboarding rep who's, like, managing your leads.
Okay.
So when do you need to just go check the mailbox, or what works best for you? You tell me.
Yeah, I just need to go check my PO box. But if you want to charge me, so what do you want to charge me today? The administrative fee?
It's just the one-time $250 fee. It's just a one-time management fee. Yes, sir.
Okay, we can go ahead and process that, and then I guess the $2,340. When would that be due?
That's not going to be due until you're approved, so your Google Guaranteed campaign is active again, and you give us the thumbs up to turn the leads on.
Okay, because actually from the 10th through the 18th, I'm gonna actually be on vacation. I'm gonna be in Colorado, so.
Yeah, so you don't have to turn your leads on until you're ready. We don't automatically charge that lead budget. So you're gonna get a text, email, and phone call verification from your lead tech saying, hey, are you ready to turn your leads on? And then that's when they would charge the minimum budget once you give us the thumbs up on that.
Okay, that's good. Okay, everything. All right. Good.
So let's get the ball rolling though on getting it out of suspension. You know what I'm saying, or whatever's going on with it. So give me one quick second here. Let me. It happens all the time.
I'm suspended, and I don't even know what I'm suspended for.
You're probably suspended over something like ridiculous. You know, like, that's why you have us to do it for you.
And I called him up and I'm like, hey, I'm just checking to make sure, oh, Mr. Williams, you okay? You know, everything is good. No administrative holes or anything. And I even went as custom bid and put in 280. And here I am, I'm paying my crew, paying two people to be on standby, and I'm paying them for a whole week just to be on standby. And I just got to figure this out.
Yeah, we'll handle it. It happens all the time. Like a lot of our clients that try to do Google Guaranteed on their own, they end up coming back to us to do it for them. So it's a common thing, you know. okay, so let me add Google Guaranteed to your account. Again, you're gonna the application's gonna be automatically triggered to you via email and via text message while you're on the phone with me. I just gotta attach it to your account.
So give me now the next question. I know. Okay, you go ahead.
Oh no! Go ahead.
I'm still locked in for the same management fee that that's not going to change the monthly management fee that I have.
No. For your base program, you're under with us. Nothing changes on that. I'm talking Google Guaranteed specifically. Yeah.
Okay. Well.
All right. So let me give me a second. All right. So the email that's going to come through is going to say your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun. It's going to have a bunch of stuff on there, but the main thing is it's going to have the link for the application, okay? What I'd recommend, if you have time, fill it out, right? But if not, you could wait, too, till your onboarding appointment, which I'm going to schedule here shortly. That way they could get in there and see exactly what's needed after you add them as manager, okay?
So I mean, we could probably – okay.
Let's schedule that call. Give me a second. Let me look in their calendar. Okay, they're actually booked for today. What time works best for you tomorrow?
Tomorrow maybe. I'm booked for tomorrow because I got to pick up some rental equipment and I'm all over the place for the next 2 days. Can we go with Friday?
Yeah. Let's do Friday. What time is best for you?
Let's do 12 p.m. I guess it'd be about 9 at 9 a.m. your time or 1 or 1 p.m. my time.
Yeah, it'd be. So you want 1 o'clock your time, right? Did I hear you right?
1 o'clock. Yeah, okay. 1 o'clock my time.
Okay, yeah, so it'll be 10 a.m. ours. So give me one second. I'm going to block off just 30 minutes for the appointment, and you're going to get an email calendar invite in 1 second here. It's going to say local / LSA onboarding appointment. Now, what I'd recommend to you, since it's 2 days out, might as well just fill out that application with the new document and, you know, your insurance and all that good stuff. That way, there's no, like, hiccups and you don't have to wait on anything, right? Just in case you have to resubmit for you, okay? Just when you get time, okay? Now, the way this appointment works, okay, 1 hour before the appointment, you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming. They're going to call you from our 877 number, and as long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician, okay?
Okay.
All right. So give me one sec. Let me save this in here. There we go. Okay, and the 407-955-7270, is that the best number to call for the appointment?
No, actually, the number to call me for is 407-832-2678.
Perfect. Okay, I'm glad I asked. So we'll call the cell phone then, or the cell phone we have on file for the appointment.
All right. Should you just called me at the 955 number?
I did, yeah. Did it forward to yourself? Is that how it works?
Forward.
Oh, okay. Yeah, got it. Okay. So I'll make sure, I'll put in the notes, we'll call the 832 number for the Google Guaranteed appointment on Friday. I'm glad I caught you, though.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, so they'll get everything rolling on that, though. When you get that call to you, be able to have time to have access to your Google Guaranteed account. That way they can literally just walk you through it over the phone of how to add them, okay?
Yeah, no stress, man. I'll be there. I'm trying to figure this out.
Yes, sir. Hey, we'll take care of it for you, 100%, you know?
All right.
Go ahead.
I'm out here swimming, man, and I'm going to drown here. Curiosity.
We got the floaties ready, you know.
Yeah, you know, like, what the hell is going on here? Hey, so where's the link right now? So I see more information on Google Guarantee about Local Splash. Below are a few of our
credentials. No, that's the email for me. So you're going to want to look at the one from Local Splash Support that says Google Guarantee campaign has begun.
Oh, okay, Oh, I see it. Okay.
Yeah, I always send that first email just to make sure you guys have my email address here too, because even though I'm not like your lead tech, I'm like super active in my Google Guaranteed accounts. In fact, I'm going to send you my direct line and extension here too, so you have it. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I guess these are the secrets that keep the other ones at the top.
Yeah, it really is. Right. But you know what a lot of people do that set up their Google Guaranteed accounts is they'll bid like the minimum, and the problem with that is there's 20 other companies bidding the minimum too. So we found little tricks like to bid a little higher, right, and it just gets you better placement on there, and it's all about how you're verified and stuff too. So we'll take care of all that stuff for you.
Okay. Yeah. I think it was much more to it because I even did a custom bid at 280. I kind of just let that simmer out for a while, and it produced nothing. I was like, okay, something's not right. And that's when I think I was open when Amy called me. That's when I was like, okay, let me
right.
Sweat.
Yeah, it's usually like when we get in there, it's like a little thing that's wrong, you know. But we'll be able to fix it for you. And you know, the thing is now is you have us on our side, so you don't have to worry about trying to get a hold of Google. You could just call us.
Okay,
super easy, you know. So, yeah, when you get a chance, just fill out that application. If you don't have the certificate, like the updated one, I would, you know, still submit the application, and then you can always send the certificate to your lead technician, like, directly on Thursday. But that way they have something to go off of, okay?
Well, I'm going to say what I have. Like I said, it's until exactly. It's good for 40 days now, you know?
Exactly.
So yeah. So I should, I don't know, I just got to run over to my P.O. box. It should be here, but I renewed it because I know that it was coming up, and I said, well, let me hurry and get a copy of this. So I did a couple of weeks ago. So it should be there, and I'll go and retrieve it. But just to get it started, you know, I'll see where we're at, and I'll work on this this evening.
100%. And if you have any questions, too, don't hesitate to call me, okay? I'll be here for you.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, appreciate it. Well, thanks a lot, Daniel.
All right. Yes, sir. Thank you for being a client, and I look forward to speaking with you on – we scheduled that for Friday, correct?
Yeah, Friday.
Yeah, okay. 1 o'clock. PM. Got you.
Yeah,
all right. All right, perfect. All right, you have a great rest of your day.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, you're welcome, Brian.